Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Welcome to the latest Surrey Storm podcast with PlayAlert. I'm Emily Nemeth, and on this episode, we're going to hear from Lorraine Kowaleska and Ellie Kelk.
Yeah, thanks, Emily. And before we hear from them, really nice to see that the back and two players that have made a strong return throughout those pre-season games.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Lorraine, there's not many players I can think of that have sort of flourished sort of the other way in their career, if that makes sense. Sort of, she's just got better and better and better every season you've seen her. So yeah, her pre-season has been fantastic. And then Ellie, I think I've said before, Ellie was disappointed not to be able to sort of feature in many more of the pre-season fixtures, but that Stars game, she just came out and absolutely showed everyone how hard she's been working in her rehab and exactly what she's going to be able to put out this season.
Lorraine's back, and it's something that she's told us she's really pleased with.
I feel like I've been here for many years now. When Tamsin started, I was here, and it's just so nice to kind of build on what we started last season.
Was it an easy decision for you to re-sign this year, or were there other things that you had to consider?
Yeah, I always have things to consider. I've got my family to think about. I've got my daughter and my husband, which never makes it an easy decision, but I just really wanted to play with the rest of the girls and just come out and have a good season all together. So I thought I would do that.
After last season, there seems to be a lot of optimism potential on which to build. Was that another part of your decision that you're excited to still be a part of what Mickey's building?
Yeah, definitely. I think last season we were slightly unfortunate about where we finished. And I think that we all thought that we should have done a lot better. And, you know, there were great spells and moments of greatness. And I think that we just need to build on that for this season. And we want to finish in a better stead than we did last season.
You've been part of developing teams that have gone on to achieve success here before. Do you recognise familiar traits and circumstances that it feels like, you know, something special might happen here?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we've got a good team ethos, and we work really hard, train hard. We've got a lot of support behind us, like the S&C coaches, our managers, our coaches, not just Mickey. We all support each other. And all, as players, we really look after each other. So I think that helps to build that kind of team units, which will go on to help us this season.
Most people would say you're probably one of the most consistent and consistently impressive players in the squad last season. Were you happy with your own personal form?
I'm a bit of a perfectionist. I like to get things right, but I mean, that's just how it goes. It's not always going to go completely right. But I feel like I've learned a lot in the last few seasons where I've actually played, and I feel like I could keep building on that, and I want to just get better and better. And I think that's what it's about. If you can train hard and get better along the way with the players that you've got around you, I think that helps, just always having like a learning mindset.
Is that the qualities that you focus on, where a lot of players can have the ability but they can't produce it consistently? Is that consistency about hard work, or is there another secret to it?
I think it's just mainly having that learning mindset and, you know, trying to, you know, improve and get better the whole way through. Consistency is really hard, but, you know, I'm always striving to do that. I want to be the best, and I want to do well for the team. And I think that's what's really important.
And I suppose it always helps when there's a great spirit in the camp, and everybody has mentioned that it feels like the Storm family under Mickey's ethos. Does it feel that way to you as well?
Yeah, definitely. We have a great family here. Yeah, like I said, the ethos is amazing, and we all work hard for each other. We want us all to get better and improve and do well this season.
It's not always something that's easy to achieve. Is there anything that you can put it down to where that togetherness is there?
I think it's building the trust, really, isn't it? The relationships that we have, building the trust in each other, and I think that will come the more we play together and build as a team, really.
In a previous podcast, we mentioned recently that it was so good to see Ellie back out on court, and the fact that she has worked so, so hard post-injury. And so she's been telling us more about how difficult it was to make that decision to join us from Maverick.
Maverick's been a massive part of my netball career, really, for the past like 4 or 5 years. So leaving was quite a tough decision, but I'm really excited to be part of Surrey Storm. It's obviously a brand new club, new colours, a new adventure, and it's great to be playing with some existing teammates and also some new ones as well. So it's going to be an exciting challenge.
How did Mickey sell Storm to you? What did she say to convince you to sign?
So she was pretty direct, really. She said she mentioned quite a lot about teamwork and the cohesiveness at Storm, and that is one big, massive family, and I can definitely see that. Everyone's made me feel so welcome, from the coaches, the players, support staff. So yeah, that was definitely one of the main things as well. And also coming back from an ACL injury, she was really supportive in that as well. And like I said earlier, all the physios and S&C people really helped me for the past 5-6 weeks as well.
Is that an important thing, that when you're at a low point yourself, that someone believes in you and has that faith in you to come back better and stronger?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that was a massive factor of me coming here. Just to kind of start fresh and a new journey, really, and a new chapter. Yeah, obviously, having an ACL injury is pretty tough, so it's really exciting to have this new opportunity here.
Karen and Sophie, does that help you to settle in, having familiar faces in the camp?
Yeah, no, definitely. Karen and Sophie, I've played with them for the past couple of seasons, and obviously Karen brings so much experience, and like speaking to her like through injuries as well. So yeah, it's been really good to have them here. But I've also played with a couple of other players as well, so it's been really nice, and everyone's been really supportive and really welcoming.
What sort of a player are you?
So I do quite like to shoot anywhere in the circle, so I'm not really afraid to put the shot up, and can play across both goal attack and goal shoot as well, kind of bringing a bit more height in the circle. So yeah, hopefully bring that to Storm.
Excellent. So that confidence to shoot is important. I guess nobody's going to have 100% day, or yeah, very rarely. So I guess you've got to put yourself in a position to miss, to keep coming back and getting more.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think just to have that confidence, just keep picking the shot up, and always having the other shooter there to help the rebound, and obviously everyone else in the team supporting and just encouraging you just to keep picking the shots up.
A lot of people that have spoken to me earlier this summer saying team are going for top four. Do you have any personal targets, ambitions for what you want to achieve and what you think the team can achieve?
I think for me, definitely at the moment, it's just making sure that I'm strong and just to make sure that I'm in the best physical shape possible. And yeah, I think definitely as a team that we have the calibre of players to make the top four this year. Everyone at training is working really hard, and it's a great atmosphere as well. Everyone's really pushing each other, so I think that's definitely a target for us this year.
Remember that tickets are available for home games at Surrey Sports Park via our new ticketing partner, Eventbrite. You can download the app and search Surrey Storm Netball.
And keep up to date with everything Storm at surreystormnetball.co.uk. You can send Emily and I a tweet. We're at SurreyStorm10.
Ready? The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.